Today's podcast is brought to you by Dell Expert Network. If you are a Dell Expert Network member, you can qualify to get double rewards through July 31st, 2022 on all servers that include a Microsoft Standard or Data Center operating system and 5+ client access licenses if your order includes Microsoft Standard or Data Center operating system and 5+ CALs. You can learn more or join the Dell Expert Network at www.dell.com/DEN contest.
You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Are you managing hybrid IT? Do you know what hybrid IT is? If you don't, that's fine. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about hybrid IT as a concept. We're going to be talking about what its impact is in the modern corporate environment, and we're going to talk about it as a concept for MSPs to address, both as a revenue opportunity, but also as a risk, security, and just a general thing to be aware of so that you can be providing better value to your customers. And isn't that always what we should be aiming to do all the time? And it's always a fun time when our guest today gets to drop in, because we've had a really special relationship with him for over 20 years now, if you can believe it. I think chairman of Augment, his new company, is out there doing some incredible stuff in the MSP technology landscape. And of course, he was also one of the original founders of Enable, the RMM platform. And joining us today live is our friend Gavin Garbutt. Gavin, welcome to MSP Zone.
Charles, thanks very much. It's a pleasure to be here today. And it's always fun to get together with you and chat about what's going on in the industry and how we can help MSPs and MMSPs improve their business models going forward.
You know, it's I say this a lot when we talk, but it's a smaller and smaller group every year that have actually been around as long as we have. And get to reminisce about things that and see how the industry has changed. And you're certainly one of those people that have been around the block a few times. But before we get started, I know there's a lot of people who, you know, it's been a really busy 6 to 12 months. How long has it been since we spoke? It's probably been at least over a year.
It's been close to a year, I think, Charles.
Yeah.
I know you had a chat with Derek in between, but for you and I, it's been close to a year, so it's certainly nice to be back.
Absolutely. So just as a refresher, for people who may not be familiar with what Augment is doing for MSP technology, Gavin, maybe just give a quick rundown of what Augment is doing.
Absolutely. And I'll take it back to something you said a moment ago. So I was co-founder and then CEO of Enable Technologies, which delivered the first multi-tenant RMM for the channel to manage our network devices, router switches, service printers, anything IP enabled, and create your NOC to be able to proactively and manage services. And so that was very exciting. So, you know, if you think of the hybrid conversation, that's the first part of the hybrid, is traditional network management and security services. The second part is Augment, which is our new company. And it is basically it's the next phase, the modern part of hybrid, which is it is a RMM, a multi-tenant RMM for SaaS security and SaaS management. So we're looking at all of the applications, whether they're cloud-based or on the desktop. We help MSPs understand exactly what's being used within the customer's environment, so the customer can understand Are the applications secure? Are they compliant? Duplicate applications, unused licenses, cost savings, security, shadow IT, where's the data being stored, all that kind of stuff, as well as the actual deep Microsoft and Google security administration and policy and posture management. So we're helping MSPs like in the old days with Enable, where we helped them go from managing 125 devices up to 1,000 devices. Now we think in seats, and now it's helping MSPs go from managing 200 seats per technician up to 1,000, and hopefully one day 2,000 seats per technician to get that scale and deliver new services around SaaS and cloud.
Well, hold that thought, because I do want to talk to you about the technical staff role to all of this, which I think is very relevant for today's MSP. Getting back to hybrid, it really is an evolution of what you guys did with Enable, 20 plus years ago with, I guess you call them devices. I look at them as objects, managed objects, whether that's a seat or anything. I wonder what your perception is on it. Maybe it's always been the case, but I see companies like Microsoft who are out there really pushing the envelope with things like, their Windows, hosted Windows out there in the cloud. And MSPs, legacy MSPs might be saying that my time is coming to an end. I look at it, you might look at it the same way and say, this is absolutely not the end. In fact, your role is going to become even more critical. Do they get that? Because I sense some MSPs don't, or might seem threatened by cloud or SaaS applications becoming so prevalent. Is that, you get where I'm coming from?
Yeah. It's so funny. It was like the early days of managed services. It took us probably 5 years to convince the channel to go from a break-fix model to a proactive model to a managed model. Because break-fix and having a screwdriver in your hand was how I showed value. And now people get managed services. Everybody gets it. And the natural extension of managing devices is helping customers secure and administer applications. And particularly as the devices, the routers and switches and servers are disappearing slowly but surely. And the desktop, as you say, is becoming more of a dummy device, and people are using their phones, their iPads, whatever, their tablets, as their device, or they're using all of them and they want to have access to all of them, whether they're, back to hybrid concept in the office or at home. So it's an interesting thing, but the channel knows that they have to evolve, and their first swing at it was, okay, I'm going to do security, and that's great. But all the data is moving also into the cloud, and that is the new endpoint. So this is the evolution that every MSP, I believe, understands, that they have to just extend their managed and security services to include SaaS applications. And it's such a natural and easy extension and progression to do. It's just that they have to do it. And they're so swamped with tools and figuring out, am I becoming a security service provider, or am I a managed service provider? Or they just have to sit down and take a pen and write out their business case on what they are going to be when they grow up, as in this year and next year and the next year. And then they have to go and address that accordingly. And so security was their first swipe, and now I think they just need to realize that security also includes, the hybrid, the network, and the cloud applications, and they need to do more than just security. They also need to help their customers understand what is the right stack, where is the data, is it secure, because every employee is downloading every application. And from an insurance perspective and a compliance perspective, this is becoming absolutely critical.
Yeah. Well, I would like to think that we're not looking at another five-year transitional period, because I don't look at it as a business model shift. Unlike the break-fix VAR becoming an MSP, I know the work that you and the team did at Enable to really, I mean, it wasn't just software sales. You were actually educating and saying, okay, this is the software you need, but this is how you need to put it to use. We're not looking at that tectonic business model shift again.
It's not a tectonic, it's not. It's so simple and easy, actually, it's not even funny. But having said that, yes, we do have an academy for complete sales and marketing and pricing programs and all of that, just like we did during the early days of Enable.
Right.
So we understand that the MSP is not the strongest salesperson in the world. I'm sorry, but I'm just going to say it. And so we understand that. And so what we've done in our product is we have all that sales and marketing material. We also give our prospects 100 free licenses for free, no strings attached, no restrictions, nothing. Go out, use it. You also get NFRs for yourself to use for free, and actually go and do audits of your prospects and your customers. Show them where all their security issues are in the application worlds, desktop and cloud, and then once you give them that audit, which takes about 10 minutes to do, you can show them all the problems and why they need your premium security services. So it becomes not a sales pitch, but just a demonstration of value. Here are all your problems. Here's where they're coming from. Here's who they're happening to. And Mr. Customer, would you like our premium security services? Would you like us to fix this for you?
Right.
And if the customer or prospect says no, that's fine. You just say, great, would you mind signing this waiver saying that you understand you have these issues and we are not responsible if you have a breach because of any of those issues?
So I want to ask a question, because people who are not familiar with Augment, when they're listening to you say that, they're saying, okay, well, is Gavin talking about a SIM or a SOC as a service? You're not, but it doesn't mean that what you guys are doing isn't equally as valuable. And you said, there's a couple of things you said I want to address. The MSPs not being salespeople, I don't think that's any big secret. I mean, just the number of sales boot camps and coaches should answer that question in the affirmative. Yes, MSPs aren't great at sales, but they are great advisors, some of them better than others. And
absolutely.
Your product and what your philosophy is unlike the Enable days, perhaps today it's that shadow IT, it's the hybrid IT that you know we talked about at the beginning, which is the real risk, the real vulnerability of every organization out there is what is it that the customer user is doing with these unknown applications? How are they linked up to the corporate network and data, and where is that data going? If they don't have a clue of what you guys are talking about, you know, with what that scan does, they're lost, are they not?
Well, that's right. And so the wide being, okay, let's understand across by customer and across all customers, what applications are being used, which ones are secure, which ones are compliant based on the industry. And then being able to have that conversation with the customer so that you can then put in a training program for the employees to say, look, we've got three applications that do the same thing. These two are not approved. We want you to use the approved application, and here's why. And so, you know, having that and then being able to monitor it on an ongoing basis and then being able to block those, get notifications if somebody's using the wrong application, being able to block those applications in an automatic way. So that wide application management, whether it be desktop or cloud, is critical. The second part of it is what are your security policies and what's a client's posture? So we'll take Microsoft because that's what most of the MSPs use. You know, how many people have a tool to automate MFA management? How many people actually go from tenant to tenant to tenant to tenant to tenant every day or every week to check to see if MFA is on, if the security policies are set up, continue to be set up properly, if something's being changed. And the answer is almost nobody. And nobody has had a tool until today with Augment where they can actually automate their M365 security policy management, and particularly around MFA. So you can have a global glance across all your customers. Everybody's got, who does not have MFA on, let's put in a program to enable that. And then let's set up notifications and escalations if somebody changes something. And then let's be able to remediate it all in one central dashboard. So I don't have to go through, and I can have an administrative person doing that. I don't need a senior tech doing this anymore. Going into Microsoft and you're worried about security and all this kind of stuff, now you can do it in a nice, simple, elegant UI, and you can have an administration person doing that complete management process for Microsoft security policies and posture, because all of the policies are built into the application. And it just makes it so much easier. So people are having a hard time finding level two, level three techs today. This is a way of leveraging junior tech people and administrative people to be able to do a significant portion of the stuff that those senior techs used to do. So dramatically scaling your team's capability, reducing your cost of service delivery. And that's what we want to help the channel do. And that's, what we did in the old days with Enable, with device management. Now we want to do that with security around Microsoft and security around complete application stack usage and data security.
So let's talk real quickly, because the average MSP might be saying, all right, Gavin, that's really great news. I already have an RMM. Now, I don't want this to make this a bash against the native, big four or in the other secondary level and beyond RMM platforms, of which there's quite a few. You're not a replacement for those. Not to make a pun, but you augment those. Is that correct?
Thank you very much. Yes, yes. In the old days, we enabled. Now we augment. Yes, absolutely. So again, you think of that hybrid world, the traditional RMM does the traditional device management, and they collect some desktop data information, but it's wildly inefficient, and it's not intuitive. You can't see usage. Like, we show how often and how much people are using the applications on a daily basis. So this is also a productivity tool, right? If your team members who are not in marketing are spending a ton of time on Facebook or Snap or whatever, that's important to know as well. So if this is, you're talking about, security, compliance, you're talking about cost savings from license management, optimization, you're talking productivity, and at the general level, and then the deep security policy and posture management.
It's great. So I think that'll solve a lot of potential confusion out there. I do want to get back to another point, which is labor staffing shortages. The average MSP, I think, has, since the beginning of this year, it was a U.S. Labor Department statistic which said that while the number of jobs grew, the amount of hirings between January and February actually slowed, which seemed to me, and I read some other economists as well, not that I'm an economist, but I read some economists who said, this means that we may have hit a ceiling in terms of price tolerance for hiring specifically tech talent. What's your view on that? And what is your view on the solution for the average MSP who says, I have more demand than I've ever had, and yet the scarcity of technical talents, technical engineers, is also greater, as great as it's ever been? Something's got to give.
Yeah. So I go back to the old fashioned people, process, and technology concept, where you need to, so yes, globally, I'm going to go back and answer your question. Globally, everywhere there's a shortage of level two and level three technicians. And with the great resignation, quote unquote, you know, people are looking for more flexibility. They're looking for more money. They're just looking for a change. And you're seeing that in absolutely every single industry, and technology is one of the best examples of that. And it's a real finding senior level technicians right now is super difficult. So so the people part is a problem. And so you need better processes and technologies so that you can automate a lot of what those people do, and so that you can have half of the people at that level, or you can take your people and you can repurpose them into high revenue generating opportunities with your customers, and have administrative or level one people do what they used to do, and also automate a lot of those services. That's what we're doing, is we're helping to automate a lot of the services and even things that they didn't do, like MFA management, proactive MFA management. We've automated that whole thing so that you don't have to think about MFA anymore. You're gonna have a central dashboard. You're gonna see all your Microsoft security policies. You're gonna see the score customer by customer across all customers. You're gonna get alerts when something's going into the yellow or red, and it'll tell you exactly what the problem is, who's the problem with, and what you need to fix. So this is like an analyst in a box, and you can remediate it centrally. So the whole idea is we're taking that workload and we're quadrupling the capacity of the techs. And for 80% of the services, it can now be done by a junior person or an administrative level person.
So not an engineer.
That's right. So let your engineers go out and do the complicated stuff and go and work with the customers and help them do consulting, VCIO work, which is where the real money is. And my advice is start taking some of that HR savings and start educating yourself on application administration and application management. So obviously Microsoft would be the first one. The second one could be Salesforce. The next one could be Adobe. You like pick your stack, just like you used to do with the hardware side. You had your preferred hardware vendors and you specialize in those hardware products. You should understand what your customers are using. What are the key applications they need help with for employee onboarding, offboarding, security policy management, and become experts at that. Mm-hmm. And I do believe 5 years from now, that's where 80% of an MSP's revenue will come from.
So I'm trying to think of a good analogy. All right. So 50 years ago, being a mechanic meant you really needed to be a mechanic. You needed to know a lot about the internal, you know, workings of an engine. Today, I don't want to dismiss mechanics, but they're half computer technicians, right? The computer diagnostics do, you know, maybe not half, but a sizable amount of the work is done through technology and through computers and software programs. Are we on a trajectory where MSPs will be able to do more with less technical people, meaning that their service desk will become more service people, right? With some technical capabilities that they've, you know, trained internally, but they're not going to be native like software development engineers. They're not going to have to be, you know, really, they're really teched out folks anymore.
Charles, I think your service desk is going to be a lot of junior people, and they will use automation technologies like Augment to do the monitoring and to do the onboarding, offboarding, password changes, license management, all of that kind of stuff. It'll be all in a scripted engine, if you will. And you will be able to have Sally on the front desk, the receptionist, doing a lot of that type of work for you. So that's
one. And not able to mess it up, because wasn't that the issue? Yeah.
Exactly. They're not going into Microsoft and you're worried about security mistakes and whatnot. This is like, they can't mess it up. This is all This is all engine driven, and you just have to pick the person you want to onboard, pick the license type, and the system will direct you through all of the steps.
Are you picking up MSPs who are seeing that benefit and saying, yes, this is where I want to expand my internal resource allocation? Is because I sense the pain in a lot of traditional MSPs. When I say traditional, you know, they've been around practicing for 10 years or more. I'm wondering if this is like where the tools need to be for everything else. I don't think they're there yet, but what are your thoughts?
No, they're not. They're certainly, and we're not at full automation either yet, but we are quadrupling the capacity of junior techs today, and relieving the senior techs to be going off and doing stuff and helping the MSP do stuff they just didn't do from a policy and posture management perspective before. So that's a big deal. We're seeing, I think partly because we have a freemium strategy for MSPs to get in, try the product and use it. And we are purely month to month. So, you know, there's no long-term contracts, or you're not being locked in for 6 months, 12 months, 3 years, anything like that. It's month to month. If you don't like us, tell us to jump in the lake and we will jump. So we want to sell to the MSPs the way we would like to purchase. We want to treat our partners the way we would like to be treated.
By the way, Gavin, is a huge issue for MSPs I'm talking to, specifically when they reference the Big Four. And I hate to include, former Enable in there, but lock-in, multi-year contractual lock-in is a huge factor today.
Because they're becoming financially driven organizations as opposed to true partnerships. And I believe in a massive amount of freemium. I want to earn the business and I want to prove it. And then I want to prove it every single month. I've got to earn your business every single month. And our pricing is incredibly strong to help the MSP get in, do the audits, show the problems, upsell and cross-sell their services. And we did that at Enable with the freemium essential strategy, and it worked brilliantly. And we're doing a similar type of program. But again, it's month to month. Take the software, try it out. No strings attached, no restrictions, just go. And if you like it, great. We want to work with you. And if you don't, great. And if you don't after 3 months or 6 months, great. But so we're bringing on about 60 partners a month right now. We think that number, that velocity is just going to keep increasing as we expand. We just opened up distribution in Australia, in Benelux, in Scandinavia, and we're just getting ready to open up distribution in the UK. So we're really going global, we just want to make this a great experience for the MSP. The product's super easy to use, hence why administrators can use it, and level one technicians, and it's super fast to get up and running. And we want to help the MSP scale their business. And I am just as passionate as I was 22 years ago when we started Enable, that I want to help the MSP manage more seats per tech and be able to have it done by more junior techs and drive more profitability. Profitability is starting to degrade at the MSP levels. They're trying to figure out what their next business is. And they're becoming a little more like firefighters, just like you say, they're busier than they've ever been, but doing a lot of stuff.
That's self-inflicted, though. I think that the profitability margin drop is entirely self-inflicted, and that there are ample new revenue and margin opportunities that await all MSPs. That's just my personal belief.
And Charles, the blue ocean opportunity right now is managed cloud services.
Yeah, well.
So start helping your, and it's just such a natural extension to go from the network to managing applications. At least start by securing the application.
I'm with you. I think more MSPs need to hear that message. So.
Yes. Yes. And thank you for having me today, sir, so that we can share that message.
Yeah, no, we'll get there. It can't take 5 years. Let's do it in, I don't know, next 24 months. How about that?
Well, and it's not taking 5 years this time. It did for sure. I remember our first lead probably took 3 years to come in at Enable, where, you know, we, as I say, we're signing up 60 plus partners a month right now, and we view that's going to keep increasing. So the word is out there. Interestingly enough, more sophisticated MSPs are really embracing this quite quickly. Often it's the little guys who like to pick up tools who come in first, but we're actually finding the 10 to 400 men and women shop MSP are saying, I need the productivity gain. I need to automate a lot of this stuff, and I need the productivity gain. And this is a tool to do it for me.
That's a good sign. That's a very good sign. Well, Gavin, always appreciate you dropping into the MSP Zone. It's a thrill always to catch up with you and chat hear your perspectives on the industry, because you are one of very few people who actually have a very long span of observation in this sector. And so it's always a thrill to chat with you.
Charles, it is absolutely my pleasure. We've been on this ride together for a long time, and it's, you know what? It continues to me to be as fun and as exciting. And I think a big part of it is because of the innovation in the space, and now this whole new massive opportunity for MSPs to expand their services and really help the clients manage and secure their cloud resources.
Never a dull moment. Gavin Garbutt from Augment. Go check them out. Augment with two T's, correct? Not one, two T's. All right. Yeah, go check them out and see what they're all about. Chat with Gavin and his team. And I always appreciate you and your perspective. And whether you use Augment or not, but seriously, look at hybrid IT management. It's where you need to be. You cannot leave those SaaS applications untended, because if you're not doing it, someone else is going to do it. That's just my thought. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.